The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Joe Coy in the studio on Friday. In the studio, Craig Peters and also Jared Brown on the phone later this week. Nick's in the studio every day. Saw a couple of our comedian friends were hanging out. George Cantor and Greg Warren were together over the weekend somewhere, some club. They tweeted a picture out. Cantor and Warren are two of our favorite people, let alone comedians.
I assume Cantor will be in tow when Frank comes around later this month.
Yeah, he said something like, I'll see you next month. So I'm pretty sure that's what he meant.
Oh,
right,
cool.
Right. Yeah. And Warren's coming October, right?
December. Yeah, he's right before Christmas.
All right. Speaking of the end of the Deadpool season is December. Who had Jackie Mason?
Let's see here. Who did have Jackie Mason?
Because you did the seven or so that had... Biz Markie, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think I did. Let's see. Some of the players that had Jackie Mason. And I'm pretty sure we're not going to be able to read them all. But we will be able to read absorbent butt plug.
That's my favorite part about this bit. Craig will say, I can't read that, and read something just as harsh sounding after that. Before it.
Well, you...
I know what you mean. I know what you mean, but just to the audience, it sounds funny.
Yeah.
What can't you read?
But usually, that's okay.
That usually involves Hitler or completely horrible words you can't say on the air.
Yes, right. And sometimes exceedingly funny words that you still can't say on the air.
True.
Alexa, order dildos gets a hit with Jackie Mason, as does Baloney River Pants.
I don't know what that means, but I love it.
Bunch of bees.
Oh, just bees? Okay.
Okay. You were stuttering there.
I guess.
He was making you stutter.
I guess.
Made you stutter.
Which isn't really.
Yeah.
Big Bird's Money Shot gets a hit, as does Bloody Dingleberry. Craig's news team gets a hit.
Yeah, your news team.
Out on the streets.
Yeah.
They're on the streets.
Craig's redhead nurse gets a hit, as does Dave the Duck. And I'm not going to mention what Dave will do.
For how much? What's it say?
Dave will, I just can't say what Dave will lick.
Oh, I got it.
Okay. So there's probably not much Dave wouldn't do.
Don't you think it's somebody calling out a guy named Dave then?
Maybe.
One of those kind of names?
Days of a Newfound Glory Hole gets a hit. As does Death Watch and Death Becomes Her, and Famous Anus gets a hit. Furloughed Vibrators, General Douchebaggery, Gummed Up Ham Wallet, Helmet Up Brigade.
Yeah, my boys.
A Home Ec Circle gets a hit. I left some of that out.
Right.
Jack Hanna's Viagra gets a hit.
Home Ec had something to do with the high school, right?
And
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Thanks for the visual, Craig.
You're welcome for that.
Yeah, Westside High School in Omaha.
Jack Hanna's Viagra gets a hit. Kangaroo Boner Perfume. Macabre Bob. McLean Stevenson. My sister-in-law's Taboo Jugs gets a hit. That's hilarious.
That is.
That guy's got a secret.
That is.
Pubie Lewis in the news.
Pubie?
Pubie.
Oh, Pubie. I love that.
That's funnier.
Pubies. Isn't there Huey Lewis and the Jews as well?
Yeah, there was.
I'm a big fan of the Huey Lewis Deadpool name.
Red-haired Reaper, REO Teabagging gets a hit.
They're in town, man.
Is that new?
REO
I think I've heard that one.
I haven't heard that either.
I think we've heard that one once.
Well, there are several new ones in here. Several I haven't heard before.
REO Teabagging's in town, by the way.
Yeah, that's just genius.
Up, yeah.
Sand Handies. Don't know what that is.
Scott.
That would, that sounds unpleasant.
Yeah.
Scott Stapp's talented brother gets a hit. because his name's Scott.
Yeah, right. I got that.
And something about a sock. Got to let that go. Sounding at the barbecue, teabagging in the soy sauce.
That would really ruin the barbecue.
The soy sauce.
Somebody sounding at the barbecue.
Yeah, especially if they're cooking.
That's a true story. There was a picnic, remember? And the guy went in the room with his wife, and somebody else was there, watched him, sound him or something like that.
Oh, this does not sound.
What was the other one? Teabagging the what?
Let's see.
Soy sauce?
Yeah, teabagging the soy sauce. If you remember, that was a story that we did of a food delivery person.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Must have been hot. Yeah. Air conditioning doesn't work in the car.
No, I think he was doing that. He was pissed off at the person he's delivering food to.
Oh, that'll
show. Isn't that the first thing that comes to mind?
Right. Well, you don't want to put it in the rice. You don't want to burn your balls.
No. Thank you.
No. Good point, Nick.
The great Pornhub purge gets a hit. Todd's 39th child.
Man, they went past like 7 the whole way to 39 with that one, you know.
Most of the players that had Jackie Mason in our Deadpool.
No change in the leaderboard, right?
I don't think so. I better check and just make sure.
No, it's still the turd.
The turd waiting for the what's-her-face.
Yeah, right? Tyler's Tupperware turd still 2 hits above Jim Abbott's non-throwing hand and the rest of the
7 club.
The 7 club.
Yep. 9 of 10. Shannon Doherty is the only one on his list. We assume it's a he.
I wanted to hang on, mainly because I'm a caring person.
Mainly.
And I think the turd knows more than we know, so I don't want to make him mad either.
He does.
he already creeped me out. He picked 9 people out of 10. And he has 5 months to go on a woman who apparently is terminal at some point.
Yeah, the prognosis doesn't look good.
No.
It is weird, though, because it seemed like there were a lot of celebrity deaths at the beginning of the year, and it's really slowed down.
Yep. He's just biding his time now.
You're Biden.
That's what I thought of when I said that.
The Federal Trade Commission voted to allow you, the consumer, the right to fix your own devices. Yeah. Or have the person of your choosing to do it, not just the manufacturer.
I saw this whole story.
Previous to it, it would nullify the warranty, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you couldn't get into things. They're talking about phones, all kinds of products where back in the day we guys would be able to fix, not me, but guys could fix stuff. And they were making them, you couldn't get into these products at all. No screws, nothing.
Does that mean big ticket stuff?
They wanted you to be able, they wanted you just to buy, rebuy, just keep buying and buying, and people fought this.
Tech companies provide service tools and parts to, at best, a limited number of partners, and those people have to follow certain rules, like using parts directly from the manufacturer.
Right.
With this new ruling, these manufacturer resources could become broadly available and drive down the repair price, preventing tech companies from suing or disabling products if you go outside their network.
I don't know where I saw the piece, but it was especially prevalent in farm equipment.
Yeah, that's where I saw that.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Because, the combine would have to be out of commission when they need it the most for a couple weeks at a time.
And guys couldn't fix it.
And that's got to drive a farmer crazy because they're good at that.
Right.
Like, if something breaks at my house, I'm like, well, that's broke.
Yeah.
But if I knew how to fix it and you couldn't?
Fix it with a credit card, basically. You buy another one.
Well, especially, with these crops and stuff, you would just, that's your livelihood.
I saw that story, too. Yeah.
It's all tech stuff, too.
Apparently, there was a recent story about Tesla charging $16,000 for a repair that a third-party vendor could do for $700. But the legal stuff says Tesla will permanently disable access to its supercharging network for any unsupported repairs. The FTC found what they called scant evidence for manufacturers' concerns of safety, risk of fraud, and data theft.
Yeah, they want you to pay more. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, and some of the other things that are affected by this, medical devices.
Okay.
That's important. Now, we think, first thing most of us think of is smartphones and gaming consoles.
Right.
Yeah. But it's also medical devices, and as Todd said, the farm equipment.
Automobiles. It's all high-tech stuff now.
Mm-hmm. I just got a laptop, and we got, the warranty with it, and the guy told me, he's like, you could throw it out the window, and this covers it. I'm like, man, I really wish you would have told me that. Now, I just want to launch this
out the window.
Through the window.
You should have done it right then.
Just smashed it.
Give me another one.
I'll take another.
I'll take another.
Oops.
27-year-old Florida man has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for failing to inform his partners about his HIV or HIV status.
The HIV status, yeah.
In 2019, his ex-girlfriend reported that he was having intercourse with women and not telling them that he was HIV positive, according to WESH2. An investigation after his arrest revealed three women who had sex with this gentleman were not aware of his status. Two were diagnosed with the virus.
Oh, God. Man.
Jesus. He pleaded no contest to a count of uninformed HIV-infected sexual intercourse. In addition to a two-year sentence, he also will serve 12 months of probation. In Florida, and I imagine it should be everywhere, it's against state law for a person to knowingly have an STD and not disclose that information to their partner whom they are engaging in sexual interactions.
That includes
the HIV, gonorrhea, genital herpes simplex, chlamydia, and syphilis.
Say it right, Craig.
The herpes.
Oh, that's right. I'd forgotten.
And read the whole list while we all sit back and be quiet.
Genital herpes simplex.
I bet you once he goes to prison, he announces he's got all those diseases.
Yeah.
I would wear a T-shirt that said I had all of these diseases.
Yeah.
Full disclosure. I got them all.
Yeah. I'm with AIDS, and it's a picture pointing up at your face.
There's an arrow. There's a good chance, though, that somebody's going to walk up and says, me too. Bend over, brother.
Yeah.
Gonorrhea? Oh, you shouldn't have.
Yeah. Seems like you should get more than 2 years for that.
Yeah, I think
you're
so.
Right. Somebody will call your bluff.
Right. Mm-hmm. I had to explain to my youngest what AIDS was. There's a skeezy arcade down in the Ozarks.
Yep,
we go to it at the dam, and I'm like, make sure you wash your hands, or we're all going to get AIDS. He's like, what's AIDS? I'm like, oh, man, I thought you'd probably... You watch his Family Guy. Yeah, well, I figured it would have popped up. And
I saw your Facebook picture. Did you touch that KISS pinball machine?
I played it.
In the land of COVID? Did you scrub up afterwards?
It's airborne now. I would have played it, too, if I were you.
Well, yeah, but I would have sanitized afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sanitized after the ski ball and the air hockey. Yeah.
God knows how many.
Being in the Ozarks.
COVID-y hands touch that.
Mm-hmm. We did this arcade we go to. We've got there. It's just that this dam looks like it reminds me of Hot Tub Time Machine, a lot of it, where it's like, this used to be happening.
Yeah.
And now, like, the batting cages are all just destructed. But this arcade has this picture of these dudes up, and it's all faded now. Like, they stole something from there, like, a decade ago. And their pictures are still just up there. There's no way they even look like the picture anymore.
No. I do love those old school arcades, though, because they're just, like, especially old school like that. They have a lot of those down at the beach. Just old pinball machines. I mean, granted, it is a land of scum.
Oh, this one is. Oh, yeah, the people handing out prizes are, like, smoking cigarettes at the prize thing.
Exactly. How many tickets you got?
Nick invented a word there, too.
Skis? No, I
don't know. Destructed.
Oh, did he say? Oh, he invented that.
He did.
Is that not a word?
He's been
destroyed.
Hanging out the, destroyed.
Oh, destroyed. Yeah,
would be the proper one. Yeah.
Unless you've been hanging out in the Ozarks for a week, then you say destructed.
Or just hanging out with me.
You're excused for not having all your brain cells working after that week.
Yeah.
I don't think they're coming back.
Mine aren't either.
I forgot something in the house today. I was like trying to remember what the garage code was to get in there. And I'm like, oh, God. I don't want to wake everybody up. Like, how do I get into my house?
Yeah.
I'm an adult.
Knock. Say, I lost something, as I always did.
Yeah, then there's the waking the people
Everybody's sleeping.
I know.
Bad summer colds are roaring back.
Yeah, I've been lucky. I haven't had a cold yet.
Infectious disease experts say now that handshakes, hugs, and social gatherings are back without masks, your basic viruses are returning with a vengeance. They say our immune systems have not been getting the workout that they're used to, being exposed to so many microbes, so it may take a bit longer to rev up to protect us from the common cold.
Yeah. Well, once again, even though it's been a year and a half since I've had a cold, if that's all I get, I'll be very happy.
Yeah. I was stuffed up a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I think it's just from not wearing masks. Nobody had anything for so long. So everybody was
masked. A little of one right at the end of June.
Yeah.
You know, just a little stuffy head.
The battle over Prince's estate is winding down.
We'll stuff you up in a second here. Break. Either one of you just said you.
I don't mind a little stuffy head.
You can come up for air once in a while. I'm fine with that. Oh,
And you are backed up from being on vacation, aren't you?
Oh, we got separate rooms in D.C.
Three of Prince's six siblings.
You and Becky.
Yeah. No, no. yeah.
She had enough of
me,
you.
Me and Ryder and her and Madison had a room together, though. That'd be funny. Because she's the one that said, we should get a separate room. I said, yeah. Good idea.
No, no, for us.
That's right. No. Me and Madison and you and Ryder. Oh, damn it. No.
And Ryder's like, I don't want to stay in a room with him either.
Exactly.
Three of Prince's six siblings have sold nearly.
You see how quick it is to you break out your credit card when you know you're getting laid.
Yeah.
Normally you go, we don't need two rooms. That's a lot more money. Oh. That's why you want two rooms.
But when it's her idea.
Yeah, it was her idea. It was her idea.
You know it's.
All right, whatever.
My daughter, she got so bad. It's one of the last times we were all in a hotel room.
Yep.
It's everybody's kind of like waking up as the light's coming
I've
in the
that.
Morning.
I've done that a lot with my kids. I still do it with my kids usually.
My youngest just blasts this fart so loud. And I'm just, the first thing anybody hears says to anybody, everybody hears that, and I'm just go, she's like, you're all disgusting. I'm like, hey, good morning.
Yeah, I don't care. I laugh at those too.
It was before anybody's alarm had gone off. Nothing.
Oh, I don't hold back. I'm in a room with three other people. In my, you know, like we're at. A lot of times we've been in the same room for hotels. Yeah,
I don't think he was awake.
I'm that guy. Go. It's so stupid.
Right, it is.
I'm in the kitchen. I'm by myself. And I just lit one. I'm just loud. And I literally hear Ryder's like, must be walking up the stairs from downstairs. His room's downstairs. So I don't even know he's coming upstairs. I just hear this. it was him. I mean, I thought I was going to be able to enjoy the loud.
Right.
I'm thinking I'm going to be able to enjoy this loud one, but I didn't think I got to share it. And do you hear her laughter?
On Saturday, I was in the kitchen alone.
Yeah.
Everybody else was upstairs.
Right.
I burped.
Oh, a big loud one.
And from upstairs, yeah. I hear my daughter. Nice one. To which I yell back, thanks for noticing. She said, kind of hard not to.
I had an audible gas leak that lasted a good 6 or 7 seconds, sometime in the middle of the night, and I'm thinking, why couldn't I have saved that for the air?
I know. I know. Was it a couple of days ago?
No, last night.
Oh,
saved it for the air.
Middle of last night, and that's the first thing I thought. I should have. I wish I could.
A 6 or 7 second one. That's a right. good one. Oh,
an audible gas leak.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish you could bank farts.
I
and
know.
I would save them all for the show.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Or Push's office up there.
Yeah. Nah, mostly the air.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
One in China is described as a crane operator and an influencer. She was recording herself for a social media video, speaking into a camera in what appears to be a crane cabin. When the camera suddenly switched to blurry images of equipment flying past the lens.
Uh-oh. Did she get
she
jacked?
Fell from the 160-foot tower crane.
What's wrong with her?
She's dead now.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, Craig.
There it is.
We're back live.
Witnesses saw her
Rich
fall
live.
To the ground with her phone still in her hand.
You laughed when you said phone.
Well, you can't let go of the phone.
So she had to be a reporter on the scene, had to get the shot, and didn't tie herself off?
I guess not.
Is there video? I mean, I'm not sure if I'd want to watch it, but is there video?
I don't know. Apparently so, yes. Footage, there is footage out there.
I'm sure there is.
So from Channel 5, this is, what was it? What's, is she Chinese?
Yes.
Susie Chen throwing it out there. I don't know. It's, and she flies, she falls off the crane. By the way, that's good for her reel, though.
The mother of two was well known on sites, including the Chinese version of TikTok. So, you know, a lot of those people knew who she was.
That's a bad TikTok.
The crane operator and influencer. You don't necessarily see those things in the same sense.
She's actually an operator, so she knows how dangerous they can be.
She know, she's the crane operator.
Man. What seems like a job that would require all of your attention?
Right. Why is she in it?
She's an operator of a crane.
She's working
how'd
the crane.
I know how'd she fall out of it.
She was messing around.
She was recording herself for a social media video because she's a social media influencer.
Leaning out of the crane door. All right.
When
watch
suddenly,
that last step.
Yeah. When suddenly.
Yeah. It's like people doing
the camera switched to blurry images of equipment flying past the lens.
Falling.
Right about the time she should have been concentrating on the crane operator part of her resume, she became the influencer and lost control of the crane.
Well, her lasting influence.
No, she didn't lose control of the crane at all.
No, she just
fell out. She lost control of herself.
She just fell out.
But held on to the phone.
Right.
Did you get that?
They find phones all the time, people that take selfies on laying next to the body somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah. At the bottom of the canyon.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Thanks, that picked me up, Craig.
Yep.
I literally thought she might be okay when I asked the question.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I wanted you to say she's dead now. Because the way Craig says it makes me smile. And I don't know why.
That's too bad.
That's on me.
It really is.
TNTRadioEmpire.com. You get the podcast available anywhere, wherever you get your podcasts. We're on pretty much every podcast site.
Our comedian pal, Craig Peters, will be on the phone with us tomorrow.
Good to be back live. See you tomorrow.
Thanks. Good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.